You'll need a pen and a piece of paper for this meditation, but not right away. So place them in your lap, close your eyes, and just listen. Breathe gently. Now follow your breath gently in and out, and ask yourself, what am I grateful for? What am I grateful for? If right away you're stuck, you can ask yourself a few questions to spark your flow of gratitude. I came into this world with very little. What do I have right now that I didn't have 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago? What have I been given in this life, in my home, in my job, in my prayer, in my laughter? What material gifts, what physical gifts, what spiritual gifts, and what health-related gifts? What opportunities have I found before me? What chances have I been given? And have I taken? What lessons have I learned? Whose heart have I touched? Whose soul have I touched? Whose life have I added value to? And who's added value to my life? What second chances have I been offered? What third chances? What people have I attracted into my life over the years? What relationships have I co-created? What special gifts do I have? What have I done to add value to the world? Who smiles when I speak to them? Now open your eyes and write down in any order as they rush into your head, the first 10 things you are grateful for. Create your list now. Finished, just read the list up and down, close your eyes, and let it go. They tell us we're in a time of scarcity. They tell us we're in a time of lack. But if we look to our most authentic selves, our most genuine selves, we know at our core that we are the universe, pregnant with possibilities, ever expanding, ever abundant, never scarce, never less than. In fact, there is so much richness in our lives that we must ultimately come to recognize that abundance is our true state of existence. And when we reflect on the gifts we've received, many requested and many unexpected, we see the magnificent lessons we've been given in our lives, the unforeseen abilities we've been granted, the exponential power of passing on gifts because we are so full, so filled with gratitude and grace. This meditation has only one mantra: fill what is empty, empty what is full. When you are feeling abundant with an emotion, a perspective, a feeling, a gift that is beyond your expectation, that is the moment to share. That is the occasion to shower those in your world with whatever you are filled with at that given moment. And when you are feeling the lack of something, realize that more than likely, that sense of scarcity is being put upon you, projected onto you. You are blaming that for this. You are disconnecting from your true essence, leaving a void behind. You are losing sight of your universality, and you are filling that emptiness with someone else's story, someone else's interpretation or projection. We experience it each day if we read the papers, go online, or watch TV's talking heads. The message is one of fear and lack, one that touts scarcity. But just as this is a message being projected on you from the outside, the solution to the emptiness within you cannot come from the outside and be expected to last. Your emptiness can only be filled from within, from your own spirit, from those things for which you are grateful. Now, on that same piece of paper, write down three things that you would do if you knew you could not fail. Between your gratitude list and your ability to flow with the universe, what can't you do? Fill what is empty, empty what is full. Throughout today, remind yourself that you are a limitless vessel, ever expanding, ever learning, ever growing, and ever transforming. As you fill one thing and empty another, you will transform into a more abundant version of yourself. Let's chant Om together three times to herald our universality, our reminder that we are indeed abundant.